It may be the height of the budget season at the state capitol, but Governor Cuomo seems more in campaign mode. He's been traveling the state to promote his plans to raise the minimum wage and get paid family leave. The governor has hired a bus emblazoned with campaign-style slogans, which he's been riding for partial journeys from New York City to upstate, disembarking for rallies. In Kingston, where he was introduced by the leader of the state health care workers union, 1199, and local Democratic elected leaders, he sounded themes that Cuomo has been focusing on for several months now.
Raise the minimum wage to $15. Do it today.
Cuomo's also holding telephone town meetings, soliciting participants through robocalls.
Hello, this is Governor Andrew Cuomo, and I'm inviting you to join me for a live telephone town hall tomorrow at 7 p.m.
When the governor is not campaigning for the minimum wage hike, he's holding rallies for a partial paid family leave bill.
Good morning!
It would give workers up to 12 weeks of leave at up to two-thirds of their pay when fully phased in. Employees contribute around $50 a year to a pool to fund the program. And, just like any good political campaign, Cuomo has developed a basic stump speech with talking points. In Harlem, he said,
"This is about a fight for basic fairness in this state. That's what this is about."
Later, in Buffalo,
"And this legislative agenda is going to be about a fight for fairness for New York's working families. Because that's what this is really about."
Cuomo has also been telling audiences that he's aiming for something higher than simply getting legislation passed in New York.
"But then we're going to take this justice agenda, this fairness agenda, and we're going to say to this nation, we did it in New York, you can do it anywhere in this country."
And he seems at times to be channeling Democratic candidate for president Bernie Sanders.
"And you should be angry, and I should be angry, because an injustice against one is an injustice against all."
The mention of national campaigning has led some to speculate that the governor is setting himself up for a possible presidential run in 2020, should a Democratic candidate not win in November. It spurred a column in the New York Post. When Cuomo was asked by a reporter whether he was planning for a potential run for higher office, he vigorously denied it.
"I've given it zero thought. Is that clear enough as an answer?"
"That's pretty
clear. Nada, niente, scatta, zero."
The governor's political opposition, the state's Republican Party, has been speaking out against the $15 an hour minimum wage, saying it's too costly for businesses, especially smaller employers, and would be a job killer. Party Chair Ed Koch says it was only around a year ago that the governor himself expressed doubts about the viability of a $15 minimum wage.
"He's adopted a New York City union's slogan, fight for 15, simply as a slogan, and turned it into government policy for his personal political purposes."
Koch says Cuomo is trying to shore up support among his liberal-leaning base, following a significant primary challenge in 2014 from law professor Zephyr Teachout.
"Thank you and God bless you."
Governor Cuomo is not having any trouble convincing his audiences of the worth of his plans, but he will in the next month have to get Republicans in the state Senate to agree to the $15 phase-in for the minimum wage, as well as a paid family leave program. GOP senators have said they want to do paid family leave but have been noncommittal on the minimum wage hike. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.